For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Said many a times by many a people that have been here before, but not quite as well as me. P-Kid, I think we're doing it live. Are we doing it live? God dang it.
We're doing it live, man.
How you feeling, my brother?
Zach is in the All-Star game. I'm great.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Boy Path the Designer, joined by my brother in arms, P-Kid. We are here to talk about this All-Star game. Zach LaVine is an NBA All-Star. If you're not hype about that, I don't know what to tell you. If you're not hype about that, I don't know what to tell you. Get out.
Are you with your mom?
You said, well, yeah. If you're not hype about that, go tell your mama. You got to take that up with her. We appreciate everybody for tuning in with us, everybody for rocking with us. Kid, give them the rundown on what we're going to be talking about on the show today.
Man, listen, obviously, we're going to touch on the importance of our man Zach LaVine making it to the All-Star game. We have been rooting for it all season. So guess what? It's finally happened. Gaddin as a reserve, but you can't hate on that because I think Bradley Beal got the votes over him to start. So I can't hate on that. Brad Beal's a bad boy. And he obviously put up the numbers. So can't hate on that at all. We also going to talk some international. We're going to talk national sports, man. We're really going to break down the teams, talking about who should be the starter, who should be a starter, who shouldn't be a starter, who got snubbed, who didn't get snubbed. I mean, honestly, I got some interesting takes on it. I know you do. So, hey. Let's just jump right into it, man. We're really talking about the All-Star teams and celebrating our boy Zach. So,
facts, man, facts. Let's just jump right into it, man. We appreciate y'all for rocking with us. As always, if you are new to the channel, please like the video. Please subscribe to the page because we do talk Chicago sports weekly. And we don't want you to miss this. Make sure that you hit that bell. Man, let's start this off. Y'all already know this is a Chicago sports show. We're going to talk the national thing, but this is a Chicago sports show. So, at the end of the day, Zach LaVine is in the All-Star game. Well-deserved, absolutely deserves to be in the All-Star game. If you at this point, if you are having any form of argument that Zach shouldn't have been in the All-Star game, like we said, take it up with your mama because, I mean, honestly, like, this man has been balling night in and night out, week in and week out. And to the point where the Chicago Bulls are not only a playoff spot, but let's be honest, if Boston loses a couple games and the Bulls win a couple of games, they're all the way up to like a fifth seed.
Facts.
Kid, what are your thoughts on Zach LaVine making his first All-Star game?
Man, I'm happy for him. Honestly, I think that's the type of recognition that's going to keep somebody motivated. He's been carrying the team, you know, when he doesn't play for us. I mean, honestly, you know, we don't have a team without Zach LaVine. Let's be real. So, for him to be doing what he's doing, to really see the evolution in his game, really stepping into that star role, we see the work he put in. Obviously, as hometown favorites, we see the work he puts in on a nightly basis.
Yeah.
And so, listen, I'm hyped for him. I'm glad. I think that's one of the things that, you know, it made me think about all the trade talks and stuff like that. Like, is this the type of thing to keep a player motivated to stay and tough it out? Because it is tough with the team that we have at times. But to have this, you know, accolade and things of that nature, I think that kind of adds to that caveat of, you know, being recognized for the work that you do and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Again, happy for him, really, really happy for him and loving his attitude about it. It wasn't his goal to necessarily win an All-Star or MVP or anything like that. He just wanted to be the best player that he could be. And that work is paying off for him. So I love seeing people work, put the work in and get the acknowledgement for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you have to think about, let's be real. He was supposed to be an All-Star last year and just a lot of competition. Didn't have the W's to back up what he was doing. You're not going to get that national look when, you might be putting up 30, 40 points a game. But at the end of the day, I'm not seeing you nationally, so I'm not thinking Jay Critton alive. Y'all know we got the Breeze family in here. We got everybody coming through the Breeze squad and alive, big homie and alive. Zach, absolutely.
Devo.
When you see him on the national stage, though, do what he did versus Philly, which I believe is the Bulls' probably only national game this year, and unless we do end up making the playoffs and stuff like that. But when you see what he did, even on a bad shooting night, able to come out and put up buckets, able to come out and put up 30, and everybody literally just like, man, this mug doesn't seem to have a ton of help. And they're 2 points away from competing with the best team in the Eastern Conference. While Joel Embiid is having his best game in his career, you got to credit what we've seen from Zach LaVine this season. I really love everything that he's added to this Bulls team.
I mean, listen, if his shoulders can't be big enough, bro, I don't know what weight lifting program he got, because he has literally the entire organization on his back at this point. Right. And you know what? I like the fact that he wanted that type of pressure. You know, it takes a lot. Everyone grows up wanting to be the man, but when you get in a position to actually be the man, a lot of people fold. So to see him step to that challenge, I haven't heard a whole lot of him crying about this, that, and the other, which is great, especially in this age where we can, instantly connect to the player and stuff like that. Right. I haven't heard a lot of crying from him. He just say, just put the work in. So listen, salute to my boy. Round of applause for him. Happy to see it. Wish he was a starter, but I'll take the reserve.
We absolutely going to touch on some of that.
We ain't going to look back with it.
I will say this. The my favorite part about it has been, did you get a chance to see kind of what the Bulls did, where they invited all his friends and family into the live to essentially, like, they tricked him. They was like, yeah, you're going to do a Zoom interview with national reporters. It ended up being like his mom and dad. Thad Young was in there. Jamal Crawford was in there. All of them was. And so
Jamal Crawford was in there?
Yeah, J. Crow. You know, him and J. Crow go way back because they both from the same town.
Sign him, my man?
You said what?
Is they going to sign J. Crow?
Now that,
my man is definitely looking for a squad right now. Like, you need a
I need my boy. To think about that. Hey, let's fix the wrongs that have been done. No, I think. Hey, look, and we all know Jerry will go out and he'll get a guy that he feels was wronged back in the day. White Sox fans everywhere trembling right now. No, right. The thing that I really enjoy about what we've seen, though, or what I saw in that, was you saw Zach LaVine's dad just like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, Zach ended up asking him, what do you think is the thing that was the most fun part of everything we've gone through, everything we've been through? And his dad was just like, you know what, really, it's just the grind. And I'm like, bro, this dude's going to be a superstar. Like, nice. When your dad is hitting you with the grind line, dog.
Yeah.
You know what it is? It's the grind. Okay, dog. I'm going to need you. Keep doing what you're doing. I wish when I came home and told my dad, hey, yo, I don't think I'm going to be able to hit a 76-mile-an-hour curveball. He was like, oh, we going to get it together and send me back out there. Because I wouldn't be sitting here right now. I'd be in the middle somewhere. No, like, that Jackson, it, to me, it's the Joe Jackson effect.
Just without the beatings.
How you know?
I mean, think about
Think about what Zach said. He said, I had to put up 1,500 shots a day, and I did it at my grandmother's at the park, whatever, because that's where the rims was at, bro. Bro grew up in Seattle. It's raining 70% of the time.
Yeah.
I had to put up 1,500 shots a day. Hey, boy, dad, it's raining. Get out there and shoot that wet ball. I'm sick of seeing you in here tonight.
Man, listen, he had that support just like we got the support at all the P1s in there. Matty Matt, Adrian, Debo, Jay Critt.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, T-Live been popping up on us. T-Live. loving it, man, loving it. Hey, we got something that we actually need your help on something later in the show. Let's go ahead and get to the rest of it real quick. But we're really going to need your help on something because we want to do this more, and it ain't going to happen without y'all's support. So definitely to just hang around for that. Definitely hang around for that. Mike Nice was good with you. Man, but listen, it's a lot of talk. While Zach got in, it's a lot of talk. It's a lot of people on this list, unfortunately, that some feel got snubbed. And that happens every year. You know what I'm saying? It's like that happens every year. Someone feels like they got snubbed. But do you feel like Zach being a reserve is a snub? Like he got in, that's cool, but you think he definitely should have been a starter. Let's start there before we move to everybody else.
Yeah, I do. I really do. Because
talk to me.
When you think about Zach LaVine and while he wasn't a snub, and we are going to get into the snub conversation, so anybody that showed up for that, we're getting into that as well. When you think about what Zach has done, he's top six in scoring in the NBA, a top 10 scorer, and the guys that are in front of him are right on that list. But to me, you sat him for having the more popular people be in, which is what comes. I mean, it's the fan vote that puts in your starters.
Mm-hmm.
It's the fan vote that puts in your starters. So you can't be mad at anybody that got in. But to me, when you think about Kyrie Irving, it's Kyrie when he's on the court, the absolute, in my opinion, best point guard as far as ball handling wise in the game. Yeah, he is. But Kyrie's missed a whole lot of time, whether it's for the mental thing or for health reasons that we've seen kind of later in the season. But Kyrie's missed a lot of time. He's missed a lot of time this season. I think about, to me, and we'll get in some of those other guys, but to me, a Bradley Beal getting in over Zach LaVine. You can't knock anything Bradley Beal's done. We watched Bradley Beal put up 60. We watched Bradley Beal get busy. By the way, 29 people. Let's get them likes up, my boy. We watched Bradley Beal get busy, but we watched Bradley Beal get busy and lose still by 15 consistently. Now, whether that's because he didn't have the help out there, whether that's because they went through the COVID thing, Russ was hurt, they weren't able to get a cohesive link at the start of their season. I understand all that, but you're an all-star based on what you did in the first 30 games of the season. And was he balling? Absolutely. But his balling did not lead to wins. And when Zach LaVine didn't get in last year, it was because his balling did not lead to wins. Zach LaVine was putting up 40, 50-point games, hitting, well, not a 50, 48, I think, was his career high last season. Or 46. One of them, versus Charlotte, he got it. But he's putting up big games like that, hitting game-winning shots. And he doesn't get in because his team's not getting wins. To see Bradley Beal get over him when his team is sitting at 11 wins after they went on a 6-game winning streak. That to me is just like, okay, I can't put you in there as a starter because you're not getting the W's along with it.
You know, the Kyrie Irving thing I actually agree with. Like, Kyrie should have been a reserve just because of the time he had away and things of that nature. And considering the makeup of that team, like, the record was going to be a good record eventually, regardless, in my opinion. I mean, you have three of the top 10 scorers in the league on the same team. They going to sneeze 40 wins, basically, right? Like, they were going to have a plus 500 record. And I think they're, like, the second or third in the East at this point. And they were actually rolling even without Kyrie. Believe it or not, Kyrie and Harden's record together is actually higher, but that's a whole different story. But I agree with that. The Bradley Beal thing, I think just because he got snubbed last year, putting up
why he's a starter.
Hey, listen, exactly why he got snubbed last year. If anyone wants to really look into it, he was the first person to get snubbed since Adrian Dantley. Adrian Dantley had four seasons where he put up 30 plus points. I think he made I think he got snubbed a couple times, and they actually brought that up. So, I mean, like, it was kind of crazy to see that. But he follows it up and does it the same year, next year.
Right.
So you can't hate on the fact that he doubled up. So I'm not necessarily too – I think the East, as far as who they had outside of Kyrie as a starter, is pretty solid. Like, you know, Harden coming out West – I mean, coming out East, James Harden is a starter. Like James Harden is a starter. Whether he's traditional. He's a starter. The biggest snub to me in the East is a bonus. Sabonis has been a monster for Indy.
Well, I think this kind of goes into something else that we were going to touch on anyway. But if that's the case, let's look at the teams and let's see. Let's talk about who the guys are that are in there, And then for you to say that Sabonis is the biggest snub, okay, let's see who we can swap.
I jumped the gun a little bit, but roll with me. Roll with me.
Said what?
I jumped the gun a little bit, but bro, no.
You good, bro. You good. You're absolutely good. I like that we went into the Zach conversation because it really gets us into where we wanted to be. You know what I'm saying? So let's look at who the All-Star teams are this season. As I pull this up here, you should have it ready, Pat. You're trying to be a professional, and it's not working out.
No worries. I got you covered. Which conference you want to start with?
Let's start it off with the Eastern Conference because I feel like the Western Conference is going to have a lot more controversy. Give me them Eastern Conference starters real quick.
All right, here's the starters for the Eastern Conference. We got Vucevic, Jason Tatum. Hold on, wait. Yep. All right, starting with this. Jaylen Brown, James Harden, Zach LaVine. These are reserves. I'm sorry. Okay. Help me out. I'm like, I know these ain't starters. Like, I'm looking at the list. I'm like, why is this mixed up like that? Like, that's not cool. Like, they changed my list. I don't know.
Now, here we go. I got it right here.
Help me out. I thought I had it.
That's from the West. You know what? I got the West right here. Wow, we're looking bad. Right here we go. Starters from the East: Kevin Durant, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Joel Embiid, Bradley Beal, Kyrie Irving. Any of them that you think should not are replaceable with Sabonis?
Nah.
I mean, nah. Are we doing? This is the other question I have. Is it still based on position? At all?
I don't think so.
Because if it is, like, okay, I understand somebody not getting in because it's based on position. Listen, I'm not putting Sabonis in over Giannis. I'm not putting Sabonis in over Joel Embiid.
Hey, I'm just not.
But if it's not based on position, Kyrie Irving can't have that spot. Kyrie Irving can't have that spot. I love Kyrie when he's on the court. I'm telling you, he is one of the most entertaining players to watch. I've watched Kyrie dribble through 37 men. And there's only five on the court.
Hey,
he dribbled through his own teammates twice. Kyrie is the most, but he does not deserve that spot.
Well, let's look at it. Let's look at it like this.
Game in and game out.
Let's look at it like this. What is he averaging for the season? He's averaging 27. 5-6, basically.
Right.
On 51% shooting. Yeah, that's all-star numbers right there, dog.
But
realistically,
listen, I'm not knocking it. I'm not knocking it, but on how many games?
Games played 23.
And we've played, what are we up to, 30? What are we up to? We're at 30 right now. If he's played 23, I thought he had played way less than that. That shot my whole argument in the foot. I'm not going to lie to you.
Okay, well, he deserves that then. I give him that.
If he's played 23 games, then he absolutely deserves to be there. That's one thing on the show. If we're wrong in an argument, we'd be like,
I ain't got that one.
That's on me, baby. But let me see real quick. And if that's the case, 23, I believe we've played 30 games, if I'm not mistaken. Or when we get to the All-Star break, we're going to be at 30 games, 31 games.
It ain't as bad as I thought it was.
It's not as bad. I thought Kyrie had missed quite a few more games than he actually has then. But again, I'll still go on my point of Bradley Beal.
Now, here's the thing about Bradley Beal, right? He gave an interview that kind of gave his perspective on it. They had missed, you know, because of COVID, they had seven people miss, I think, from 5 to 10 games consecutively because of COVID.
Yeah.
And so that contributed a lot to what their record is now. Now that they're a little more healthy, they've won on a 5-game winning streak. They actually look like they're gelling real nice. I think that they will kind of make a late push So I kind of don't fault them for their record as much, because when you have half of your team, you know, down due to COVID and they can't practice, right? And then you have a newcomer and Russ coming in, having learned that system. I do believe that this season's champion is going to be tougher than the bubble, in my opinion.
Right.
Because we get to learn that most teams aren't even practicing. They're really just doing shoot arounds. Whole protocol of it all and stuff like that, which is wild to me. I thought they were at least allowed to still have full practices every once in a while. So, you know, just because of the whole circumstances, everything like that, I don't fault him. He's still doing his thing. They're making a late push. They're finally gelling. I give him that. Now, if this wasn't like the COVID era, I don't think he should be there. He just putting up empty numbers. I can see that. But as we rotate more down, since we are on the subject, let's move a little bit more to the reserves of the East. Go ahead, ring that list off for me if you got it.
Reserves of the East right now, we got Jaylen Brown, James Harden, Zach LaVine. Ladies and gentlemen, tune in to Channel 8 for Zach TV. He's live and in action. Julius Randle, who, that boy been hooping. Ben Simmons, dog. Jason Tatum, you already know my Ben Simmons take, dog. Ben Simmons,
come on, bro, with it.
I'm just saying, Jason Tatum, Ben Simmons, though, and Nikola Vucevic. But Ben Simmons, though, dog, I'm coming back to that. Ben Simmons, dog, we talking about Ben Simmons. Are we talking
Ben
about
Ben Simmons should not be on the reserve?
Like over here. But are we talking about Ben Simmons right now, dog? And let me give you his numbers right here. 15, 7, and 8.
Should not be on the reserves.
Fam.
Should not be up there, bro.
You gotta give me hold up. Even better for you. 2020 All NBA third team.
Shouldn't be up there, dog. Shouldn't be up there. Hey.
I'm confused, dog.
Hey, bro, just snubbed. They clearly snubbed somebody just because Joel having a great season. That's why they did it.
You know what? They do this every year. You know why?
Why?
Chris Middleton made it over Zach LaVine last season. And Bradley Beal.
Well, Chris Bradley Beal deserved it. Oh, well, he made it over Bradley Beal. Oh, yeah.
Chris Middleton.
Yeah.
Come on, bro. We got to stop doing it. Listen, I get the fan vote. I get, you know, like, I don't get the fan vote. I'm going to be real with you. I think coaches should have final say on all of it.
No.
Hear me out on this then.
No.
Players. You can vote yourself, but you also have to have one other vote for one other player at each position. Like, because everybody, you think everybody's going to vote themselves in, right? You think, like, Zach LaVine going to be like, absolutely, I'm going to vote me for the shooting guard position. But you also vote in one other shooting guard. You got to vote in, cast your vote for the best point guard, cast your vote for the best small forward. Because I think then it's like, okay, we're being honest. At a certain point, I might love Wendell Carter Jr., but I watched Vucevic spin move off of you real nasty, dog, so I got to give it to him. You know what I'm saying? People that are seeing the game, because as fans, let's, we love it. Me and you, we sit here, we can break down the game, but we've never been in an NBA game to see what they're doing night in and night out.
Yeah.
Face to face.
Yeah.
That's a very different look. If you have somebody, a player, the coaches, I'm fine with the coaches still doing the reserves. Cause I think for the most part, the reserves is usually the part we feel is kind of okay.
Yeah. Except for this one, because Ben Simmons is a reserve. I'm good with Vooch. Now, here's the thing. I didn't realize that Vooch was averaging 23 and 10 and 5 because him and Julius Randle slightly edge out Sabonis if you look at their stats. Right?
But that's why I said, are we still doing it by position? If we're doing it by – but I don't think they do it by position anymore.
Dog – ever since they changed it from the last time they did it, I got a little confused as to what it was.
I do love last year's format, though.
I love last year's format. I really did. But I do feel like if we had last year's format, Devin Booker would be playing. And I got an interesting take on that one. So let's go. Why don't we go ahead and move to the West real quick? Let's move to the West.
Let's move to the West. I got your Western Conference All-Stars right here. Of course. Oh, by the way, I didn't say Kevin Durant on that list, I don't think. Yeah, he's an All-Star. By the way, one of the best seasons he's ever had in his career. I'm just
coming right off of Achilles, which is crazy.
I
mean,
dog, like, if you think what Zach is doing is impressive, which I absolutely do, and I got a hot take for you. I said it in the last video when we talk about the Eastern Conference before I get these West All-Stars. Zach's a top two shooting guard in the Eastern Conference. And he ain't two. Zach LaVine is a top two shooting guard in the Eastern Conference, and he ain't two. If you want to
put Bradley
Beal above him, I would debate you. I would say it's very close, but I would debate you because I think that Zach is finally bought into defense.
And I agree that he's top two, and I'm good with just leaving him at top two. Because I don't think you could go either way. I think you could go either way on any given night. I think you go either way. Now, Bradley Beal makes the game look a little easier. I ain't going to lie about that.
I don't know, dog. Zach be looking like he cutting through butter going through a defense.
You must not watch a lot of Bradley Beal.
Oh, Bradley Beal absolutely does. Bradley Beal, absolutely, don't get it twisted. Bradley Beal's a bucket. 32-4-5 right now. Bucket.
Hey. Bucket. You, Bradley Beal, and then we still got to remember, depending on who's playing what, technically Harden is right now playing the point guard for the Nets. Kyrie would be the two on that team.
Oh, yeah, that's another one. Before we get off of the East, and we will get off of the East here in a minute, before we get off of the East, though, James Harden should not be in the All-Star game. Not because he's not talented enough. James Harden getting buckets. Not because he's not talented enough. Listen to me, though. James Harden spent 10 games in the Western Conference, right? Something like that, 10, 11 games in the Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't play. Like, just didn't play. Now, this argument I'm going to stick on because I actually paid attention to the Harden story a lot more than the Kyrie story. Didn't play. And then came over to the East. If you switch in, you should not be allowed to just, like, he already was one of the best that was going to probably be a starter in the West. You can't just throw off everything and come to the East and be like, hey, yo, I took your spot.
Yes, you can. When your name is James Harden, you like Mr. Triple Double, dog.
I'm not here for that.
Yo, not only can you do that when you can do the things that he can do, I fully expect it. Like, he could really quit right now, go back to the West, and take somebody's spot. Like, Buddy could be like, all right, I've had enough with y'all next.
Hey, listen,
and then go to Denver and be like, hey, Donovan, go ahead, hit the bench, bro. Definitely can do it.
It's a tough argument to make. That's me personally. That's really personal. I feel like you shouldn't be able to just up and switch. But it's not at all because of his play. This man is 25-11-7 right now. There's nothing you can say about his play that he's not an all-star caliber player. But to me, it's just be like it's more so personally just because that man literally was in Houston and he was just like, hey, yo, I'm kind of fat. I've been enjoying some hot wings. I don't really want to play. And then that mug went over to Brooklyn and got a six-pack. I was like, dog, you cannot be – hey, look, if LeBron is getting fines for flopping, there's got to be a fat flop fine for James Harden, dog.
Yo, my man was over there looking like he was on the Biggest Loser. Literally went to the Nets. It was like done, right? Like he cut weight quicker than a mug, right?
Bro.
But guess what?
Bro,
He still dropped 30. Like, every 5 seconds.
Well, no.
James Harden, one of those. Now, I'll tell you what.
I was saying when he was in the West, like, he was having games, he was like 11 on like 2 of 47 shooting. It's like, dang, dog. Like, is he dead? And then he come over to the East. That mug is like, hold up. Let me just Clark Kent this mug real quick in a Superman and get up on that mug.
Hey, listen. We got to do this real quick. And I promise we're going to get off of it. If anybody don't deserve to be on there, it's probably Jaylen Brown, if we're being honest there.
Over Ben Simmons?
Take both of them two out. I have a thing with Boston, and I'm going to make a video on it. I have a thing with Boston because it's a whole. It's either they just looking out for their own stats or they really mismanaging the whole thing over there. Because Brad Stevens had way too many hitters to be over there not doing like. Hey, he's most improved. Yeah. I give him that. I give him most improved because he's definitely had a great jump. Or did he already win that? Either way, I give it to him again. I don't care. But I mean, see him being an all-star over some of the people.
Going from 20 to 25, bro. 20 to 25 points a game and becoming – I mean, he wasn't supposed to be the second option on that team. It was supposed to be Kemba Walker. And all of a sudden, Jaylen Brown was like, hold up, dog. Hold up. I know we traded for you, but they're going to regret that.
Yo,
Terry, where you at?
Dag, J. Chris, and I made a video. It's really been 7-8 days. I have to work, J. Chris. Have to work. Dag, baby, don't hurt me like that. Anyway, I got you. Listen, I got something for you today. That's on my mama. Anyway, hey, real talk. Hey, I don't know how they thought Kemba Walker was going to work. My man, she's worse than Westbrook.
Fam, Danny Ainge
for a career.
Scary
Terry. It's just the name.
And we get off the topic, bro.
We got to move to the West.
We definitely got to move to the West, but we all owe Michael Jordan an apology. Because I know for a fact we was all in here laughing, except for Kid. Kid wasn't laughing at the Gordon Hayward deal.
Gordon Hayward, I knew that was a solid signing.
I was
dying. If you looked at his numbers.
Gordon Hayward deal. But I was laughing at the Scary Terry deal. I was laughing at, I wasn't laughing at LaMelo Ball. I knew that was going to work out.
Yeah.
LaMelo, hey. I was like, LaMelo to me is attitude. And he had issues with that when he first got up in that locker room. Because
I think Mike came down from the office and was like, yo, let the kid play. Let's see what he can do. I think Mike did that because the coach wasn't gonna play him. He had to. He was like, hey, that coach clapped back and was like, hey, listen, it's good that you got the turnovers, but when you get assists, but when you got just as many turnovers, you know what I'm saying? I was like, dang, coach playing into him. I think Mike was like, hey, let that kid go.
Respectfully so. Hey, I respect that from a coaching standpoint, man, because I love when Billy do it to the Bulls right here. Tell Kobe White, what's up? Let's get up into this Western Conference. Western Conference starters, LeBron James, Stephen Curry, Luka Doncic. That boy is the new Paul Pierce of the league. Don't sleep on him.
Facts.
Nikola Jokic and Kawhi Leonard. Now watch all the young people in the chat be like, Paul Pierce, the dude that pooped himself in the game. Come on, dog.
Hey, Paul Pierce was a walk-in bucket. That's why they called him the truth.
Hey, look, kid, he pooped himself on the way to a championship.
Hey, he probably still got them draws, too. Oh, man. Yo, that's crazy. I don't have no problem with that starting lineup, though.
I have not. I'm gonna be real with you. Let's break through it. Best point guard in the West.
Arguable.
I mean, who else would you put up there with Mitchell?
Over who? Steph?
Yeah.
Dame.
Okay, I had that debate with you.
One or two.
I'm not right. Yeah, I'm not saying Dame. Not. I could go there with you on that one. LeBron. Still up there. I mean, you got the two best forwards, small forwards in the Western Conference on the starting lineup with Kawhi and LeBron, which tells me that clearly they're not doing it. And then your third best forward, who's arguably also a guard, Luka Doncic, is also on there. And then Nikola Jokic. So how Embiid playing, I can't say it no more because Embiid is playing like the best big man in the NBA. But Jokic is still getting 27, 8, and 10. Never mind. I can still say it. Best big man in the NBA.
Hey, Jokic is the best big man in the NBA. He's top 10 in assists. Hey, no, he's top 5 in assists, top 10 in rebounds, and top, I think, 12 in points. He averages more assists than LeBron, averages more assists than Steph. Like, yeah, dog. Like, big man in the league.
I think there's way more controversy on these Western Conference, especially getting into the reserves. Anthony Davis, Paul George, Rudy Gobert, Dame Lillard, Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, Chris Paul, Rudy Gobert. Dang, Rudy Gobert. Rudy Gobert just tall Ben Simmons out here. And then Zion Williamson, Rudy Gobert.
Hey, you smoking if you didn't think Zion was going to make it. My man is averaging 25 points a game on 61% from the field. 61% from the field, bro. Like, man, if you've watched the game, ain't no way in the world you looked at him was like, he's not an all-star.
Right, exactly. So we got to have a conversation here because Devin Booker was who a lot of people are saying is the snub, right? If you agree Devin Booker was the snub, hit the like button. If you're rocking with us, hit the like button. If you're not rocking with us, hit the like button and tell us in the comments why you ain't rocking with us. Just hit the like button. We appreciate y'all, man. The only person on this list, and I'm not like, again, I'm not sure if we're doing it by position or not. I don't know anymore. Clearly, the West, I would say, tells the story, really, because you got three forwards on there. Well, kind of. Luka's a guard, too, so okay. I don't know. But if you
because
if you
everything is so positionless, I get confused as to who plays what position now. Like, what do you what do you have them on paper as?
I'm a be real with you. I'm taking Rudy Gobert out the All-Star game. I'm taking Rudy Gobert out the All-Star game.
Yeah.
Because what is
the But you gotta clarify for me. If Rudy Gobert was in the East, then yeah. But in the West, it ain't too many centers better than him in the West.
Let me tell you this. If Rudy Gobert was in the East, he not making the All-Star game.
And if he's in the East, he's not making an All-Star game. Because you got Miles Turner over there. You got Sabonis.
Rudy Gobert over Joel Embiid. I'm not putting in Rudy Gobert over Julius Randle. I'm not putting in Rudy Gobert over Vucevic.
I'm not putting him in over what's the ones on the other side? Like you got Miles Turner over there, which I think they play him at center sometimes, but he's really a four. So I kind of forgive me on that, but they play him at the five at times. What's that other center over there?
What team we talk about here?
We'll skip. In the East, it'd be tougher though. In the West, he ain't got much competition for that position on the reserve spot.
But again, if we're talking about positionless, because clearly they're doing it positionless. Because I mean, we got guards, we got forward, we got point guards in here, and it's because most
you gotta
of
have a, like, you got to have a reserve big man though.
You got to have a
reserve. He's the only reserve big man.
But you got Anthony Davis who might not play. If he got in as an alternate,
he's a four. Huh? He's a four though.
They got him.
He's
as
a four. They got him as a four.
They got him on NBA.com as a forward center. If he gets in as a you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, dog. Like, y'all tell me. And I got to pull his blocks up, too, because when you're talking about Rudy Gobert, you're really talking about the defense. You're really talking about and the defense.
Let's not forget one thing, though. He's on a team in the league.
Yeah.
They've had one of the most historic runs. Like, it's literally a historic run, how many games they won in a row. No one expected them to be the front runner this season. They are, basically. Yeah. Yeah. So when you figure that in, he deserves that spot because that team doesn't get there without him, right? I think Donovan Mitchell, realistically, people are saying Donovan Spider should have made it over Book. If you look at the numbers, there's nothing that D Book does that Spider can't do.
I mean,
they average the same numbers.
This is the thing with me. It's about the W. If you're on the best team in the Western Conference, well, what are they now? They third.
Who?
The Jazz. Are they still number one?
Jazz are number one.
If you're on the best team in the Western Conference, you get into the game. You get into the game. There's no argument there. I see Baki. Baki said it perfectly. I was just about to hit on this too. He said, I would put D-Book in over CP3. My argument to that is D-Book didn't win before CP3 got there.
Hey, I'm going to tell you the truth. D-Book led them boys straight to the couch. I ain't trying to get that, dog. Hey, straight to the couch. In a single season, hey, Devontae hit it. In a single season.
Is Book a hooper? He absolutely is a hooper. Is he putting up great numbers? He's absolutely putting up great numbers. He's a big reason why the Phoenix Suns are winning. I don't want to take that away from him. But the reason.
That team is a wrap.
Dog, they right back where they was. They right back where they was. You know why? Because Devin Booker has to be on ball. The same reason we don't want Zach LaVine on ball here is the same reason you don't need Devin Booker on ball over in Phoenix. Because
and
he's not able to do
what
he does.
This goes to my argument that Zach LaVine is a better two than Devin Booker.
I agree with that argument. Now, when we first had the argument, it was coming off of a season where it was kind of the same.
Devin Booker and Zach LaVine. Listen, if at this point you can't see that Zach can do just as much, or maybe not, and maybe more in certain situations, especially because he's more athletic, I don't know what games you're watching. I'm not saying that Booker is bad. I'm definitely not saying that. I'm not saying that he ain't a walking bucket. He definitely is. Yeah. But let's not get it twisted. Zach has a worse team than Phoenix. And they are comparable to where Phoenix is.
Yeah, four games behind them.
Let's be real. And you can't say it's the schedule because the Bulls had one of the toughest schedules starting.
To me, I'm gonna be real with you. I don't think if you're not taking them out for reserve big man, which okay, Rudy Gobert gets in because there's no big man in the West, I guess. Hold on. Now I gotta fight him. Now I gotta fight some coaches. Whether he gets in as a reserve or not, because Anthony Davis is probably not going to play due to injury, right? It's about you getting voted in, and then they end up swapping it out. I'm not here for this disrespect, because if Bradley Beal can be a starter, where in the world is Christian Wood? I understand Christian Wood is dealing with injury, but you put in Rudy Gobert over Christian Wood.
I think Christian Wood's a four, though.
Fam, they playing small ball. That man is playing the five all season. Whether we say his position is actually four or not, he's playing the five down there because they got rid of Boogie for that reason. We want to go small ball. We want to get him out of here. He was playing against Wendell Carter, getting busy, by the way.
I don't think he played enough games either. He only played 17 games.
I believe that Christian Wood's been injured. But
he's injured now.
Not doing the injury thing, if we're not doing, where's Christian Wood? To me, Rudy Gobert is the same as Ben Simmons because I'm on the best team in this division. They're going to give me two.
Hey, he definitely should have been a lock for an all-star start because he 22 points on 58% shooting, 10 rebounds.
You said what?
Averaging 22 points, 22 points, 10 rebounds, and 55% from the field.
So if you want to say it's because of Rudy Gobert's defense that he got in, all right, I'm willing to have that debate with you. I don't think that in this NBA defense is what is getting you into an NBA All-Star game right now just because it's such a purely offensive game. But all right, let's have that argument. But
second to last in the conference.
I don't care what you say. So is the Wizards. Houston went through a lot of that same influx. They had their superstar leave. John Wall missed time due to injury. DeMarcus Cousins missed time due to injury. Ole missed time due to injury. COVID-19 ended up getting in there on a couple of those guys. I mean, they got the same story. Bradley Beal's a starter, which I'm fine with that. The Beal thing to me, if you're going to put him in because of last, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I think Zach should have got in over him as a starter, but okay. That's the fan vote. The fans is going to vote. They felt bad. He got in, all right? But, dog. 13 and 13. How many blocks for Rudy Gobert? That's what I want to look up. How many blocks for Rudy Gobert? To me, it don't make a difference.
Hey, what you got against Rudy, bro?
No, what I got against Rudy is in this NBA, Rudy Gobert, yes, he shuts down the paint. But who are they playing that's going to be living in the paint? If they play the Lakers in the playoffs, okay. But I'm going to be real with you. If they play the Lakers in the playoffs, Rudy Gobert stopping Anthony Davis? Rudy Gobert slowing down Anthony Davis?
He's slowing him down. He averages roughly. Is this
the Kawhi on LeBron slowdown? In the
he averages roughly three blocks a game.
You said what?
He averages roughly three blocks a game.
Okay. Hey, and I got to give you that. I'm not arguing his defensive prowess. I'm not arguing his defensive prowess at all. The man is a defensive player of the year for a reason. Rudy Gobert go up and get that thing. And if you try to get it over him, he's not going to let it happen. But this is an offensive NBA where they're not even shooting in the paint most nights, especially in the Western Conference. You know how you beat Rudy Gobert? You have Dame Lillard fire that thing up from the goddamn logo. how you beat Rudy Gobert. Because if Rudy go up to get it, it's goaltending. Or how you beat Rudy Gobert, you get Rudy off the paint. You run pick and roll with Rudy all night and make him try to trail you.
Facts.
Okay. Facts. You want to do
but
that?
But you know what, though? In playoff basketball, the game gets slowed down a little bit. And so I'm really anxious to see what that looks like this year, because I think they are poised to make some real big noise this year. I had Lakers or Clippers coming out the West, but it's kind of tough now because you never know what the second half of the season is going to look like. You never know what Anthony Davis is going to look like. You don't know what signings they're going to have right now. But the Utah, as they stand right now, I mean, they're the best team in the league right now, and they are rolling, and confidence is a mother. So, I mean, at this point, we know who the snubs are, though. We know who the snubs are. It ain't Devin Booker, though. Devin Booker ain't getting – hey, if we going guard by guard, Donovan Mitchell deserved that spot. There's – you. Hey, in the chat, correct me if I'm wrong.
Here's the question from T. That's why AD over him, but what other person not named AD better than him in the West? Nikola Jokic.
But he's a starter.
Oh, facts. I agree with you. But
outside of that, he gets in.
I think Christian Wood deserve a spot, especially coming out of nowhere. But also, I don't think Christian Wood is bodying up Rudy. I don't think that he's dominating Rudy in that. You know what I'm saying? So, if you want to have that debate, but to me, like, it is the Ben Simmons effect. It is the Ben Simmons effect. And he's going to get in. You know what it is? I'll tell you exactly what it is. It was Joakim Noah getting into the All-Star game with D-Rose.
It ain't that bad.
Joakim Noah played his butt off. I would say it's equal. Joakim Noah was Defensive Player of the Year that year.
Okay.
Joakim Noah was coming out as one of the best defensive centers in the game, one of the few people that was actually focusing on defense left in the game, and he was dotting up assists out here. Like, it was like, wait a minute, who in the world? Is that the point center?
I got that one person who would have been better than.
Who?
Now, health is a big issue.
Right.
17 games played, unfortunately, but had he had came back a little sooner, Kristaps Porzingis would have probably taken that spot.
You know what?
20 points a game, 8 rebounds.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Just seeing him back, it's definitely him trying to get in. By the way, Booker, for everybody in here, Booker was just announced an All-Star in replacement of AD. So Book did get in. We kind of wanted him in, but Book got in anyway. To me, it was just some of the names they were throwing out along with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was
definitely.
You can't put Devin Booker. You can't keep Devin Booker out with Zion in there. It's just like, come on, now.
Yeah.
You can't take Zion. Like, it's still people mad at Zion from the season before because he got the cover of 2K playing, 20 games, 15 games, something like that?
They don't know what the marketing engine is.
Like, you got to earn your stripes in this game, and if you're not coming out and giving it your all right, shut up.
Hey, I saw Zion make grown men look like babies. I'm sorry, no. Give that man a cover spot.
Rookie years. He wasn't even lifting. That man was just eating grits. Stop playing.
Man, listen.
But we really appreciate y'all for rocking with us. We're going to – I mean, we've kind of hit on all of the All-Stars. I mean, is there anybody else on here that you really think didn't deserve the nod? Y'all let us know in the comments as well. Didn't deserve – I see a lot of people talking about CP. Actually, I saw a comment I did want to address before we get up out of here. I think it was from Nico. Nico Stark in here. Nico's a P1. He always commenting on the videos. He always showing mad love. Booker also led them to 8-0 in the bubble. CP3 wasn't the only reason. Stop it.
Don't worry about it. I got you real quick. Do me a favor. I want you to go ahead and look up those bubble numbers. I want you to look at that team that they had. That team had more people averaging double digits. And guess what? They also had another true point guard that was actually making that engine run. His name was Ricky Rubio. So I want you to go ahead and do me a favor. Take two seats on that one, because Devin Booker was putting up the shots. I give him that. But he definitely wasn't the person pushing that pill and controlling the tempo of that game. And I watched all 8 games. He had a big shot. I give him that. But guess what? No, there's nothing he did there. And that 8-0 don't mean nothing Like, we just talking about eight games.
To me, listen, 8-0 is still 8-0. That's a tough eight games, it's especially to go in there and everybody's looking at you. But I think that set up the formula for this season.
Because if anybody climbing Ricky Rubio, look at them numbers he put up with that team.
It was the first time they really like Book was the point guard before all of that, and then all of a sudden they started putting Rubio in a lot more, running the point, bringing the ball up, moving the ball, facilitating and stuff like that. So I think that when you think about, now, did it make the biggest difference? I don't think it made as big a difference as Chris Paul is making right now. But I think that all of a sudden they saw, oh, D Book is way better if he's not bringing the ball up.
That's funny. If only the Bulls thought the same about Zach.
Hey, look. We don't have Ricky Rubio or Chris Paul to turn to. That's the problem right now.
Hey, he's still getting it done. Zach TV, Channel 8.
Still a playoff team.
Hey, listen, we're about to get up out of here, but hey, I appreciate everyone tuning in. Check this out. We told everyone that we were trying to do this more, go live, more stuff like that. But guess what? It doesn't happen without you all in the chat. All the P1s holding us down. We averaging great numbers. So do me a favor. I need y'all to go ahead and hit up anybody y'all know. We're trying to put pressure on some major companies to throw a bag this way, because I don't know about – it ain't for me. Pat puts a lot of hours – he's over here. Pat puts in a lot of hours into this stuff, bro. Like, he really does. And so for him to be able to do that, guess what? We need the support from it. So, hey, right now, all black designers, we rocking those. I don't know what that shirt is right there, but I know one thing – Fashion Geek, I'm rocking them right now. Hey, tag them up. Let them know, hey, brothers from Chicago trying to make it happen. They from the town. Let's do it. Major networks, go ahead and hit them up. Go ahead and hit them up on Twitter trying to blast everybody, because right now we really looking to bring up some more content on a more consistent basis and really build out everything. Oh, also, did you fix that? You got the board ready?
We're going to have a scoreboard this Friday for the game.
We got the scoreboard done.
Scoreboard busting this Friday for the game. So we're going to be in tune with that as well. So that we're trying to upgrade as much as we can for y'all, man. I'm pretty much just going to throw it on the TV. We're going to have it updated. We're going to get it busting. We're going to get it cracking. And they're going to be looking at us like, hey, look at them young brothers over there in Chicago. Now, don't worry about it, Shorty. We married right here. You know what I'm saying?
Don't worry about it.
Hey, what he saying? What my man said? Don't worry about it, sweetheart. Don't worry about it, sweetheart. You know what I'm saying? We really appreciate y'all for rocking with us. Also, yeah, tune in this Friday, just in case y'all didn't know. We put the vote out there on YouTube, and overwhelmingly, if y'all didn't vote on the poll yet, go vote on it, because we wanted y'all to vote on what the game of the week should be. Right now, overwhelmingly, as much as we talked about Devin Booker, it looks like we're going to be calling that game Friday, Bulls versus Suns. That starts Friday at 7 o'clock Central Time. 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Make sure y'all tune in for that. For those of y'all who don't know what Central Standard Time is, argue with your mama, not me. I like that line. We keeping that for sure.
Thanks.
Matt, I mean, we appreciate y'all for rocking and rolling with us as always. Kids, you got anything else that we're going to go out on?
Hey, nah, man. Listen, I appreciate it. Just for Jay Critz and they're talking about me, he got some heat coming his way. Video viz is going to be dropping. I'm going to drop it at 11 tomorrow. It's already done. Don't even worry about it. One on my channel, one on The Breeze. So don't worry about it. We'll keep the content rolling. Outside of that, man, I'm looking for everyone to tune in with us when we call the Phoenix game on Friday. And until then, man, we out of here.
Hey, it is your boy, Pat the Designer, back at it again. We appreciate y'all rocking with us. Make sure y'all like the video. Subscribe to the page, because we do talk Chicago sports weekly. Oh, kid missed it. And we don't want you to miss a thing, so make sure that you hit the bell as well so you can get notified. Like I said, it's your boy, Pat the Designer, joined by the stylings of Petty Casanova, P. Kid, sitting over there. Y'all stay safe out there, Chicago. Peace.
Peace.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.